today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and I'm joined by Fabian Garcia.
What's up, man?
How are you, mate?
I'm good. Happy to be here. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
It's
good to be back. Hey, could you just tell us quickly what you do here at the company? I think that's interesting.
I'm a writer. I write for the website, among other silly duties. just like everybody else.
Podcast, another silly duty.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, we got some fun stories today.
We do.
You're the movie expert here at TMZ.
Sure.
So we thought we'd discuss The Little Mermaid and a few things going on about The Little Mermaid, the plot that, I don't know, there's a little bit of controversy stemming out of this big blockbuster.
Oh my gosh.
And also we'll talk about the drama going on with Taylor Swift, Ice Spice, and Taylor's new boyfriend, Matty Healy.
Matty Healy, who has spoken out about the criticism he's been receiving for months now. He's finally spoken out. He's doubled down. We'll get to that in a second. Shall we start with Little Mermaid?
Let's start with the biggest movie in the country, in the world right now, Little Mermaid.
Cleaned up at the box office.
It cleaned up. I mean, it's
I saw it. Did you see it?
I saw like probably about half of it. I took my 2.5-year-old daughter. And so I don't know if you have got kids, but
I have no kids. I had no excuse to go see it other than just wanting to observe and be part of the zeitgeist. Did you like it? I have mixed feelings about it. I thought Halle Bailey was incredible. Good performance. Look, all the live action remakes of Disney, in my opinion, are kind of like not good. They're just not as good as the original. They don't capture the magic like the originals do. That's just my opinion. Unfortunately, I think the Little Mermaid was more of that, just like not capturing the magic. But it was okay.
It was fine.
That's exactly right. It was fine. That's exactly what it was.
I prefer the cartoon, to be honest.
Yes, I do too. I did like the fact that they fleshed out the relationship between Ariel and Prince Eric, and they kind of gave him some more motivation and backstory. Other than that, it was just by the book. It was very just beat by beat, a complete remake of the cartoon, like almost scene for scene.
It's hard to do those live actions underwater as well. It just doesn't really come up because they're clearly not underwater. Also, I know Sebastian's supposed to be a crab. Yeah. I thought in the cartoon he was almost looked like a lobster.
That's a good point. I think he was a crab in the cartoon too.
It threw me off, Fabian.
Really?
Yeah, it threw me off.
Lobsters are bigger. But anyway, we don't have to get the minutia. Let's get to the controversy. Aside from the fact that people were calling out the fact that Ariel's black, that's been going on for months and months and months since it was first announced. That's not even the controversy now. There's new silly controversy. Yep. Sillier controversy than
Paloma Faith, the singer. Are you aware of Paloma Faith, the singer?
I was not aware of Paloma Faith before we did this story. Paloma Faith is a singer. She has recorded and released songs, and apparently she's famous. I'm not aware who she was before this story. I had to look her up. But she's got some songs under her belt. She was not happy with the plot of the movie. She thought it sent a bad message. So here's what she tweeted over the weekend, which got a lot of backlash. She wrote, I don't want my kids to think it's okay to give up your entire voice and your powers to love a man. WTF, what is this? Not what I want to be teaching next generation women at all. So basically, she was trashing the fact that Ariel gave up her voice to Ursula to go be with Eric, right?
Is that really the plot, though? Like,
yeah, I mean, essentially.
Was it for Eric, or was it for because she wanted to like experience what being a human was like?
Well,
is it for him in particular, or is it for herself?
I guess it's up for interpretation, but it's just such a ridiculous thing to tweet. Because first of all, look, the plot of The Little Mermaid has been known for eons. Like, I mean, even before the cartoon came out in 89, it's based on a book, I believe, like by Hans, or some European. Some European from 1800s who wrote the original book. I think the story is the exact same thing, where she gives something up to some like sea witch to be a human and to be with a human. And Paloma's acting as if this is news. It's so strange, isn't it?
Isn't every Disney sort of cartoon thing kind of like that as well, where there's a princess or there's some sort of damsel in distress?
Sure.
A lot of it is kind of like archetypal in its themes and in its and so I don't know why it came as a big surprise where she had to like slam the movie.
Yeah, she's trying to like criticize it as like sexist or like anti-woman, and it's such a bizarre take because again, like, none of this is new. Like, are you not aware? And by the way, she is aware of The Little Mermaid. Tawanda, shout out to Tawanda, one of our co-workers here. She sent me a tweet that Paloma had published in 2009, which is resurfacing and getting dragged anew. It says, when I grow up, I want to be the Little Mermaid. It's paraphrasing, but that's essentially what it says.
Ah.
It's from 2009 Twitter when she tweeted this. So she's well aware of what the Little Mermaid is, what the plot is. It's just such a strange take. I don't know what to make of it, but it's bizarre.
I think I think this modern adaptation is less what she's referring to than the cartoon was, because in this modern it's less about Eric. And it's more about Ariel wanting to experience a different sort of a life. You know, it's more empowered than
you
maybe.
You think so?
I thought so. Like, even Hallie said that she did.
She did respond.
She said it's definitely changed that perspective of her just wanting to leave the ocean for a boy. It's way bigger than that. It's about herself, her purpose, her freedom, her life, and what she wants. And I felt that too.
Really?
Ariel made the decision to go. It wasn't for Eric. Oh, that's not what the movie made me think. I was with a 2.5-year-old watching it, so it's not like I was really like clued in on every detail. But
so here's the question: do you think that the remake, in terms of her, what her motivation was for wanting to be human? Do you think it's much different than the cartoon? Because the cartoon, you could argue, is the exact same thing. She sees Eric. She's sort of like she's taken by Eric, right?
Mm.
And I kind of thought it was the same thing. I didn't notice much difference in a motivation. Like whether it was for her wanting to experience being a human, or whether it was for wanting to get with Eric. Maybe it's the same. I don't know, but
that's experience what it is like to be
human. I just think that, like, us people trying to spin it, like, no, it wasn't for the man. It was for her own free. Like, what? No, she was in love with Eric.
I didn't see that.
She was smitten by Eric. That's always been the story.
In this movie,
how I took it.
This movie, you think that she only wanted to go on land because of that Eric guy.
Yes, and even if from the cartoon to now, like, even if that is the case, that's fine to me. Like, yeah, she was in love with Eric. She wanted to be with Eric. Like, I don't have any issue with her.
This Paloma lady is saying basically, girls shouldn't give up anything to be with a man. Basically, right? What she's saying?
Yeah, exactly. But
it's a bit. I mean, I'm not in love with the take either. Obviously,
right?
It was, the movie is what it is. It's the Little Mermaid.
Right.
That's not,
exactly.
You know.
It's a tale as old as time, as they say. And like, I don't know. I didn't sense any new motivation about Ariel wanting to become a human. I think it was just the exact same thing. She was in love with the guy, wanted to become a human to get with the guy. And
right.
That's what I saw on screen, both in the cartoon and the new, whatever. We don't have to spin it, in my opinion. You can just let it be what it is. It's a bad take from Paloma. There's more criticism we can get to real quickly.
Even more about the Little Mermaid.
Oh my gosh. So, okay, I'll quickly sum this up. So I guess people are upset that the makeup artist on this movie, the live action movie, is not gay.
Why?
That's a good question. So apparently, this is news to me today. So apparently Ursula, the cartoon Ursula, and how she's sort of depicted in the cartoon is based on a drag queen. I was not aware of that.
Divine. Divine is the drag queen name.
Shout out to Divine.
Shout out.
I did not know that. That's news to me. And apparently, I guess people were wanting whoever worked on the real life Ursula, who was played by Melissa McCarthy, to be part of the LGBT community because they felt like it would have been a good homage to the original drag queen, but the guy wasn't gay, and he's defending himself. Like, it shouldn't matter.
This guy's done like every big movie you've heard of, and now he's been. I would have thought it's more offensive that this underwater like sea witch is depicted is about a drag queen in the first place.
Mm.
Like some like nasty.
How do you mean exactly?
Like a bad character is like. Follows after a drag.
I would have
thought that would court more controversy than just like a makeup. Who cares about a makeup artist?
So this what this kind of boils down to is the authentic casting that a lot of people are calling for these days, right? Like you know, only gay people should play gay characters. Only this should be played this. If you're not Italian, don't play Italian.
All this
nonsense, all this stuff has been going around for about 2-3 years now. The authentic casting call. This is an extension of that, but it's getting. This has jumped the shark. This is so ridiculous to me that we're now upset that the guy behind the scenes working on the actor isn't gay because it wasn't representative of something that people perceived. This is the sort of stuff.
It goes so far that it diminishes what the original sort of like. I think it hurts the case to go this extreme. You know what I mean? It's just like, chill.
Frankly, I'm a little upset that we kind of gave this story any oxygen to begin with. Like, stories like this are so stupid that, in my opinion, they shouldn't even be addressed. Like, this is silly, stupid. Just don't even address it. But
okay, let's delete the last 5 minutes
of
the podcast.
No. We're not going to do that. Taylor Swift, Maddie Healy. The romance, it's clearly a romance. I mean, they're obviously going out and dating. Matty Healy, he has been under fire from the beginning of this relationship,
right?
Because Taylor Swift fans have been saying, this is not a good dude. This is, or at least up to Taylor's standards, at least what they project on her as far as Taylor's standards, right? Because it's not really, she's dating him, so she clearly is fine with him.
Right.
But it's her fans who are upset because they feel like he's not up to her standards.
They want her to date like Tom Brady.
The most perfect, pure person who's never done anything wrong or said anything wrong. Matty Healy is certainly not that. He has been on podcasts, most specifically the Adam Friedland podcast. That podcast is crude. They make crude jokes. They say a lot of controversial things. They allude to like racism, and they mock accents. You know, they say some stuff that's like pretty crude, especially by 2023 standards.
Well, let's hear now. Matty Healy said something about Ice Spice.
Yes,
Ice Spice and Taylor have now got a song out together.
And the timing of that is interesting because it comes on the heels of him mocking her in this podcast.
Yeah, a few months ago he mocked Ice Spice. Let's just listen to the sound of what he says about her. It's pretty dark.
Ice Spice, you know who that is?
Nick doesn't know who it is.
She's like one of the Spice Girls.
Yes, that's
she's
right.
Like this rapper.
She's the rapper
that
from
has
the Spice
Girls.
Inuit Spice Girl. Just this chubby Chinese lady. Yeah, I rap her music. Do they talk like that? Do Inuits talk like that?
They don't talk with a Chinese accent.
They talk like a more Hawaiian style.
Yeah, more Hawaiian. Yeah. Welcome to Hawaii.
Locals only.
Locals only.
Coconut.
Yeah, that's what Ice Spice is like.
So it's a bit racist.
It's certainly a bit racist, and it's mean-spirited, right?
Yeah.
And like, look, Matty himself is not the one making the jokes, but he's laughing along with the jokes.
Wait, none of those voices were his voice?
No, those are the Friedland guys. So Adam Friedland and all his other buddies.
Oh.
And then Matty's the one, the British, with the British accent, and he's like, yeah, that is what she sounds like. So he's kind of like egging them on, kind of partaking in the making fun of. And then, so there was that. And then Taylor Swift came out with a song with Ice Spice, and people thought, okay, that's interesting. Like, that seems to be trying to put out the fire that Matty Healy had started. He has said a lot of other things that are controversial. On this same podcast, I think it might have been the same episode, he talked about how he had once watched porn called Ghetto Gaggers, and he was, like, really embellishing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you know, plus the whole Nazi salute thing, which I think is unfair to him because he was just sort of like using that as like an art expression. Anyway, there's a lot of things he has said and done that are coming under the microscope in the wake of him getting with Taylor Swift.
Right.
And the reason for that is because Joe Alwyn, who was nowhere, you know what I mean? He never said anything. You never saw him.
And this is why, probably.
Yeah. And he was perceived as like this perfect boyfriend for Taylor Swift. And now she's with an imperfect boyfriend as the public perceives him.
Well, Taylor's like squeaky clean.
She is squeaky clean.
America's sweetheart. And so for her to be with some guy who's a bit of a...
He's a little rough around the edges.
Very edgy.
Yes. Edgy, rough around the edges. So Matty Healy has responded. That's the latest news. Matty Healy has responded to all the criticism. He spoke to the New Yorker. I think it was in an interview that was published today. Here's what he said. It's very telling quotes. He said, nobody is sitting there at night slumped at their computer and their boyfriend comes over and goes, what's wrong, darling? And they go, oh, it's just this thing with Matty Healy. That doesn't happen. And then the reporter says, well, maybe it does happen. And then Matty Healy responds to that and says, if it does in fact happen, you're either lying that you are hurt or you are a bit mental for being hurt. Mm. He also called these people that are actually offended by his comments on the podcast, quote, deluded individuals. And he basically says, look, you guys are blowhards. You guys are fake upset, fake. He's basically calling it fake outrage.
But then he's kind of, most people, when they come under this sort of fire, sort of
they
step
buckle.
Back and apologize.
They buckle.
And I was
absolutely
taken out of context.
But doubling down.
Yeah, he's leaning into it, which is interesting because that's only going to further irritate and anger
the
Taylor Swift fans.
Yes.
I thought it was weird in the first place that Ice Spice and Taylor Swift would even have a song together.
Oh,
like,
easiest decision for Ice Spice in the world. Like, Ice Spice, who, by the way, has like maybe two big songs that are like mainstream and very popular, has linked up, is on a meteoric rise right now. Nicki Minaj, now Taylor Swift. Like, I mean, she's talented, but my God, she does not have enough to her resume, in my opinion, to be lauded as highly as she is. But whatever, she's riding the wave, good for her. Let me ask you this. What do you make of the fact that he's doubling down? And what do you just make of the fact, big picture, that he's getting I'm down with his take here.
Oh, you
honestly
are?
I am a little bit. I know that's controversial.
I'm surprised
that
he didn't.
It's not PC. What he said was insensitive, and you know, you could argue it's racist. I don't know if it necessarily is or not, but like
it is racist.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he didn't distance himself. If he was the one like not really speaking, he was kind of. I'm surprised he didn't go, yeah, look, that was in poor taste. I'm sorry if anyone out there was blah blah blah. But you know, I don't feel that way. I'm surprised he just, instead of like doing sort of like no one's actually offended.
Right.
This is all blown out of proportion. That's a weird. It further sort of stirs people up. I would have thought.
So you think he should have gone the route of apologizing, just being the buttoned up? You think he should have done that?
I think you do the at least you do.
But
the
what
apology.
If he doesn't actually feel that way?
I think you do the apology once.
Okay.
You know,
he did apologize. He did apologize. I suppose we should mention that. I think it was like in April. He apologized for these comments he made on the podcast.
And now they're just resurfacing because of the song.
Correct.
So is good for the song's, like, you know, popularity too, because any publicity is good publicity.
So here's the thing. Like, even though I think Maddie, I sort of support him for doubling down on his beliefs. Like, look, whether you agree or disagree with him, the guy's authentic. I'll say that. Like, he piece of shit, but authentic, maybe, right? And it's interesting because Taylor Swift is such a squeaky clean, huge mainstream artist who says all the right things, does all the right things all the time. She's one of these like the perfect PC artist you could ever imagine. And she's with this guy and he's saying some controversial things and doubling down on controversial things. And I just wonder, like, when will she be asked about this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Taylor Swift, all she does is go and tour and perform. She controls the narrative and the message, but she doesn't open herself to interviews, at least not, you know, she can pick and choose who she wants to talk to, but I'm very curious if she'll address this at some point, because it is kind of growing into an issue, right?
Do you think, like, they'll stay together? Like, they seem like from two completely different worlds, different people. He's doing all this stuff, which might not even be good for her brand in the end of the day.
It's not good for her brand. I agree.
And so, I don't know, like, if... Because Ice Spice will join her on stage, you know, one of these tour dates, one of these days. Matty Healy will be there in the audience. It'll be... at the end of the day, it's good for the song and good for Taylor's ticket sales and album sales and all that, because any controversy is great.
Yeah.
But I just don't...
Long-term, she... Yeah, so I think this relationship, what it really is just them... They're together, they're hooking up, they're dating right now. Like, it's fine. Like, it's not as serious. Like, just because someone's dating somebody right now, like Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny, they're dating right now, but... Is it like super, super serious?
Right.
I don't know. They've been dating for a few months.
Yeah, they don't seem right
to
me.
Yeah, you date somebody for a few months or a year or whatever, and then you dump them and you move on. And with Taylor
Swift... That's the Fabian playbook.
Yeah. It's that's a different story. But yeah, like with Taylor Swift and Maddie, I agree. Like, big picture, he's not the guy for her. First of all, he's just not on her stature. Like, he's just not on her level, like, artistically. I love the 1975, but he's just not on her level on so many fronts. But that's just my opinion. Anyway.
Are you single?
I am single.
Wow. Yeah. Well, if you're looking, inquire within. Fabian.
There's my advertisement right here.
Yeah, that's very good. Hey, thank you very much for joining today on the podcast,
Fabian. Of course.
Fabian.
Thank you for having me, dude. It was fun.
That was really fun. All right. See you guys here tomorrow.
Take it easy.